There's some powerful scripture that absolutely tells us something very important that we need to get into our spirit. 2 Corinthians 2, 14 and 15. Here's what Paul says. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Hear that? Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and making manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. That means everywhere in the world, right? Sure. 15. For we are unto God a sweet Savior. This is what we heard a moment ago. Nothing sweeter. Of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. Now, what Paul's trying to tell us and did tell us is that we have victory over satanic forces, period. And when Jesus' triumphant victory on Calvary and the resurrection, there's no doubt about it that you have more authority than the devil has. Now, I'm going to do something tomorrow or next day that I want you to understand here. And I've been doing some research on Lucifer / Satan, and I think you're going to be blessed, okay? All right, I did that today. Now, we have authority over the enemy, right? Sure. Now, I like this passage of scripture from another translation, Corey Bear, verse 14, 2 Corinthians 2. But thanks be to God who leads me on from place to place in the train of his triumph to celebrate his victory over the enemies of Christ. Now, we know these enemies are demons, not people. And by me, that's people, men, women, set forth the knowledge of him, a stream of fragrant incense throughout the world. For Christ is the fragrance which I offer up to God. Now, these are facts. This is no conjecture, no maybe, no wannabes, no I'm not sure. No, these are facts. These are facts. These are facts. Our attitude, since we know the facts, should be what? The attitude of Jesus, 1 John 3:8. That Jesus was made manifested that he should destroy the works of the devil. You see, Jesus, the head, we're the body. And if we're following his footsteps everywhere we go, that authority should be there. Now, we have to understand something here some more. What should our attitude be? I mean, should we yield to the forces of darkness? You know, like, well, I just don't know what. No. Should we submit to Satan's, you know, activities, his dominion, his domination? No. Colossians 1, 12 through 14. Give thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet or fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. That means he's given us the ability to enjoy our part of the inheritance. 13. Who has delivered, that's past tense, us from the power of darkness and has translated us, that's present tense, into the kingdom of his dear Son. 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Don't forget, power means authority. In the Greek words, the word power means authority. So here's what happens, is that because of what Christ accomplished, it has delivered us from the authority of demons and devils and Satan's kingdom. He delivered us from the dominion and the domination of darkness and the authority of demons and devils. See, we have to understand that we have the ability of God, the wisdom of God. Psalm 27:1, the Lord is the light and my salvation. And whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom I shall be afraid. Now, can't you just see the Apostle Paul saying that? Can't you see that? When he talks about we're more than conquerors. Listen to him in Romans 8, which is probably, in my opinion and others, the highest chapter in the Bible, New Testament. It's the pinnacle, the mountaintop of Spirit-led living. Sure is. And Romans is probably the greatest letter. And a lot of theologians have said that. So let's look what Romans 8, 31 through 39 tell us. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Notice the questions. 32. He spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not, notice with this, with him also freely give us all things? That's another question, that's 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Another question. It is God that justifieth. 34. Here's another question. Who is he that condemneth? Who is he that condemneth? Another question. It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that he is risen again, even is after the right hand of God, who maketh intercession for us. 35. Who shall separate us? Notice the question. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Another question. 36. As is written, for his sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Then here comes number 37. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. 38. For I am persuaded neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. 39. Nor depth, nor height, any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. What's interesting here, there's a word there. It means nay. Now, in English, it just appears nay, right? But that's not what it is. It's the strongest word one could use for the word no. I mean, the strongest word that one could use for the word no. I mean, it's like a judge taking his gavel and slamming it on the bench. No! That's what that passage is. It's no. It's no. What Paul did, he used a word which means absolutely, without question, never. No. It's emphatic. It's when you set your face like flint, you know, just, you know, have that look. You know, it's like a lion there looking at, you know, wham, nay. And all these things were more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now, with that in mind, he tells us this. Now, think about this. Think about this. Paul is saying nothing's going to separate us from the love of Christ. Now, what is in Christ? The authority of the believer. Because that's where the authority lies, right? In Christ. He gives us authority to rule and reign over all the powers of the enemy. Colossians 3, 1 and 2. If ye then be risen with Christ, all right? Question, are you risen with Christ? Saved? The answer is yes. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. 2. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. So if you're born again, risen in Christ, then you have a life in you that's spiritually alive. You once were dead, spiritually speaking, but God has quickened you and made you alive. Ephesians 2, 1 through 6. And you has he quickened. That's made alive, who are dead in trespasses and sin. Again, this is talking about spiritual dead, right? Those that are spiritually dead are alive in Christ, too. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the princes of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. That's why you see what you see. That's what we see all the time. That's why people act, speak, function the way they do. 3, among whom also we all had conversations in time past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature, listen to this, the children of wrath, even as others. That's why you see what you see. That's why we're experiencing what we're experiencing. These people are Ephesians 2 people. Verse 1 through 3, they act that way because they're acting that way because they are that way. Then verse 4 says, I love this, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherein he loved us, but God, even when we're dead in sins, has he quickened us together with Christ, by grace you're saved. 6, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. See, right now, this moment today, I'll say that again. Right now, this moment today, your spiritual position in Christ in heavenly places. So what does in Christ in heavenly places mean? That you're ruling and reigning with him now. You are over the powers of evil. See, you share that with people that are struggling. You share that with people that are going through difficult times. You share that with them. You say, listen, you don't have to put up this stuff. Especially the Christians. You share it with them. Say, hey, listen, you don't have to be under the devil's thumb all the time. Change your location.